You can always tell in the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest when trouble is brewing when you start hearing forecasts taking temperatures from around 80 degrees, which is supposed to occur tomorrow, into the upper single digits and teens by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The dynamics in the atmosphere are going to be very impressive as we go forward through the next few days. First, a warming trend of significance will take place. The afternoon highs today, mostly in a seasonable range of upper 30 and 40 degree readings near the Canada border and 50s and 60s in most other areas. Not a bad day at all. Tomorrow, the heat really cranks up. We'll see temperatures in South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota in the 70s, and yes, there will be some extreme highs over 80 degrees in the interior, southeast, and south central parts of South Dakota. In the meantime, temperatures near the Canada border will be in the 40s and some 50s. Now, as we go into Friday, the dynamics in the atmosphere really come together. A deepening low-pressure system in Colorado is expected to start to move northeastward and will eventually reach the upper parts of the Midwest as we get into Saturday. That means Minnesota, by the way. Minnesota and Wisconsin on Saturday. That low-pressure system will develop so quickly that it will cause a very strong wind to blow across the High Plains region, and we'll probably see 60 to 80 mile per hour wind gusts from portions of western Nebraska and eastern Colorado into west Texas. In the meantime, our winds will increase, but not nearly so much. But as that low pressure system comes up into Minnesota and Wisconsin on Friday night into Saturday, we will see rain and actually a few rumbles of thunder. And then the storm system will start pulling cold air out of Canada. And the contrast in air mass temperatures will become substantial enough that we'll start changing some of the rain to snow, and very heavy snow is likely to fall in the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota as we get into late Friday night into Saturday morning. Blizzard or blizzard-like conditions will develop as well, with sustained wind speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusts of 40 or possibly greater will occur on the backside of that system. We will look for 4 to 10 inches of snow accumulation in that narrow band. Farther to the west, the snowfall will be much lighter, and farther to the east, it will also be somewhat lighter as well. So it's mostly the eastern parts of the Dakotas and western Minnesota that will have the most adverse conditions, and that will occur Friday night and all day on Saturday. The storm will wind down Saturday night going into Sunday morning. We will look for the temperatures to be contrasting sharply by the time we finish out the weekend. We do expect those afternoon temperatures in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll look for the nighttime lows in the upper single digits and teens as we get to Sunday morning. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.